A string of natural disasters in the news last year and the imminent 10th anniversary of 9/11 made some communication and English majors at Pacific Lutheran University curious.
And we just came across the issue of compassion fatigue, and we had never really heard about it. So once we started researching it, we're like, well, why don't more people know about this?
Kitty Scaff is one of three co-producers of a new student film documentary titled Overexposed. She says compassion fatigue can be used to describe donors who grow weary from images of heart-tugging disasters and subsequent fundraising appeals. But what her team found most compelling was the use of the same term to describe the effects of repeated exposure to suffering or trauma on care providers.
No matter if you're just a stay-at-home mom, or if you're a school teacher or a doctor, or if you're on the front lines responding to a disaster, everyone is susceptible and they should be paying attention to their own health and the health of those around them.
In their documentary, the filmmakers turned to New Orleans Hospital Nurse Administrator Ikoi Rooney to underscore the point.
I take breaks. I walk away. I'll step away from my desk. I'll make a cup of coffee. I'll think things over. You know, I don't just sit here and keep plowing through. I recognize it sometimes.
A donation from the global relief group World Vision enabled the student filmmakers to crisscross the country in pursuit of interviews and footage they filmed in post-Hurricane New Orleans at Ground Zero in New York and in tornado-damaged Joplin, Missouri. The filmmakers plan to post their half-hour documentary to the web after its theatrical premiere. Federal Way Washington-based World Vision says it plans to use it internally to train its staff to deal with stress in the field. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma.